I am Fernando Alférez. I am a citrus horticulturist in Southwest Research and Education Center in Immokalee.
You talked about individual protective covers. You've been studying this for about a year.
Yes, we started this study in January 2018. So what we did was to plant like 90 trees on the ground, and we did a completely randomized replicated study with trees under the IPCs, individual protective covers, and trees without the covers. And we are comparing the performance of the trees in both cases.
I know one of your first finding was the individual protective covers prevented HLB infection.
Yes, actually what we are seeing after 1 year of study is that the trees that were not covered by the individual protective covers are starting to test positive in the PCR tests, as compared to the trees under protective covers that are all negative at this moment after 1 year of planting. So IPCs are, until now, they are protecting the trees.
And that's really the most important part of this study, isn't it, to protect the trees from HLB?
Yes, we are looking at some other horticultural parameters, but for us it's clear after 1 year that the covers protect the trees. We are looking at some other stuff like growth rate, chlorophyll content in the leaves and these kind of things, and we are seeing some difference. Trunk diameter, we are looking at those things, and we will be updating those data in the near future as well.
So far, the trees under the protective covers have produced high quality fruit.
Yes, not in our study because they are 1 year old, but we have some collaborators that have more trees around, and they are older trees, and they are producing fruit. They are high quality fruit. Yeah.
And those trees are not under protective cover?
Yes, they are under protective covers. Yes, those trees are under protective covers. For example, we have seen some early Valencias that are able to produce fruit under protective covers. What we are doing, because when we get the trees ready to produce will be in one more year, what we are doing is in adult trees that we have already, we are bagging individual flowers, and by doing that we are mimicking the effect of an individual protective cover that covers all the fruit. So by bagging only one flower, we can play with that, and we can see we are able to induce a fruit set in that individual flower with different treatments. So we can work ahead of when we will have the trees ready to be producing the fruit.
So bottom line, from what you've seen so far, do you think this offers some promise to growers?
I think so. In the study that we have seen, that we are doing, we have seen that really this for new planted trees, this is promising. This is really promising.
Oh, one additional thing. I think you had some anecdotal evidence. These covers may prevent raccoon damage to trees.
Yeah, that was really interesting. And the thing is that we are installing the covers between the trunk wraps and the trunk. So it makes difficult for any critters to get inside and look for shelter. If you have the tree wrap without anything, so only the tree wrap and the trunk, there is a big gap there, and there are some critters that can hide there, and raccoons know that. So somehow raccoons were only ripping apart the tree wraps that were not with a IPC, with an individual protective cover, and all of the trees that were with the individual protective covers, they respected the tree wrap because they knew that there was nothing inside to it. So that was very interesting.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.